grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Chris Valley from the Hemp Store up on K Road. Welcome to the BFM Studios. Always a pleasure.
Good afternoon.
Great to see you on such a beautiful day out there.
Isn't it? A bit of fog reminding me of a good sesh. Always.
Certainly
was. Gotta read these signs into the weather. It's like an omen. When I woke up this morning, it's going to be a fine day. All that fog.
For the social media this afternoon, I actually did go looking for a photo of a hot box. Okay, but I just wasn't sure whether I didn't find it something that was like kind of appropriate. I was kind of looking for
a Pornhub or something.
You've
got to be careful for these searches.
Like a Scooby-Doo type wagon with some steam billowing out the windows.
All right.
Yeah.
We can reenact that.
Mystery machine.
We can reenact that. And by the way, kids, that is the meaning behind the Scooby-Doo. By the way.
Mm.
It is what it shows. They get out of the van. It's all smoky and they're coughing. Who would have thought?
Mm. And they're hungry as well.
Pardon?
They're hungry as well.
And they're hungry.
Hungry for more.
Who? To solve some crime. So speaking of which, solving crime, we're going to solve the crime of cannabis. Today, people,
yeah,
listeners and inhabitants of the studio,
yep,
is the last day of Parliament today. We really are in election times right now.
Schools shut down, the kids are out.
They've been misbehaving, as usual. So, it's a good idea then, given that voting is about to begin by the end of September, October 14 being the big day. We thought we'd have a bit of a look over what their sort of policies and stances are so that people can vote accordingly, with due consideration.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, Radio New Zealand, they have a guide to party policy. The only mention of cannabis in the entire thing is the Greens, where it says regulate personal use of cannabis. Five words. Interest CoNZ this week came up with their own guide. They even have a page for drug policy, which is great. Every single party, it's blank, says not yet available. Except the Greens, where it's actually got some details. So 2 out of 2 for the Greens there. Good on the Greens. We've got to give them full credit for that, for actually having a bloody policy. Neither of these guides includes the ALCP, the Ultra Legalised Cannabis Party.
Yes, yeah, let us not forget those good bastards.
Don't forget them. And, you know, the hint's in the name, right? It says right there what they're all about, and yet they're not in there. Now, the ALCP, bless them, are now showing up at 1% in the polls, in the most recent polls. Now, that puts them at the same as Top and Freedoms NZ and New Conservatives, and I hate to lump all these people in together, but the 1% Brigade. So at least 1%, cannabis is their number one thing. Let alone the old 49% that voted yes.
Is there a particular seat that they might be able to go for? Is there a part of New Zealand that they have an MP that is particularly interested in this issue?
That's a bloody good question.
Could they win a seat in Wellington Central? Where is our most friendly?
Well, you know, when we founded the ALCP back in 1996, the very first MMP election, there were three electorates down on the, or three polling booths, I should say, down on the West Coast that voted in an outright majority voting ALCP, over 50% of the votes cast. And Blackball, Reefton, I can't remember the third one, but they were right next to each other. So that little location there, I say, rise up, people. You're in the majority right there.
Reefton, if you're listening.
Yeah, Reefton, if you're listening, bring on the cannabis embassy and we'll all relocate there.
Okay.
Where were we? So this is what is the good timing? So other than those guides that haven't got any mention, as I say, of much of a policy, and you kind of think, what's up with that? You can actually Google these things and go looking for it. But Pharmacy Today, my favourite pharmacy journal of New Zealand, there's some better ones overseas, but they have covered a debate that was actually Monday night, and down at Wellington College, emceed by Radio New Zealand journalist Guy Inespada, and it had spokespeople from all the major parties, and they were talking mental health and drug law reform. So what bloody good timing. So this isn't you know, official party policy necessarily, but it's the it's what the actual spokespeople of the area, of, you know, they're the relevant spokespeople and what they're saying. And there's a couple of surprises in there, so which we're going to get to, but we're going to start, drum roll please, roll your joints now if you haven't already. The 2023 Toke Your Vote Ganja Cannabis-Based Voting Guide. That's a bit of a... I'm glad I got that all
bit
out.
Bit of a tongue twister.
I kind of made it up
one.
As I said it. Yeah. Green Party, we're going
to
start with them, and they're going to get the 5 stars, 5 out of 5, and that's because they've actually got a policy. They've pushed the hardest for medicinal cannabis over the last couple of terms. They got us the referendum, you know, even though it didn't happen, but at least they made it happen. They're the only parliamentarian, you know, actually doing anything at the moment. It's Chloe Swarbrick. Their written policy, which is a healthy approach to drugs or to alcohol and other drugs, it's on their website. It's bloody good. It starts with repealing and replacing the Misuse of Drugs Act.
There you go.
Evidence-based approach. Regulate the personal use of cannabis to minimise the risk of harm to users, whānau, and community. This will include tight restrictions on advertising and the location of retail outlets. So I thought that was interesting. It's got a bit beyond what we hear about decrim and things. They're talking about retail outlets. But, you know, controlling it and learning from alcohol, improving the framework for medicinal cannabis and a new framework for trials of therapeutic uses of other controlled substances such as psychedelics. Bloody good stuff. This is all very good. And in the Pharmacy Today article, it had Chloe Swarbrick talking at the debate saying that their consistent approach to managing all drugs, including alcohol, which means removing the profit incentive from them. Thought that was interesting.
How does that work for alcohol then?
Exactly. Yeah. We need to see that spelled out a bit more. It could be a bit like the trust model that you have in West Auckland, where where, you know, there are people still involved in the production of alcohol, but the retail end is run like a non-profit. Maybe they're meaning that.
Okay.
Next would be ALCP. As we said, hints in the name. They get 5 out of 5 as well, being the best protest vote that you could do. If this is a protest for you, vote ALCP. And there you go. But, you know, they probably won't get on. Let's be realistic. They probably won't get on, but it sends a good message.
If we think about people that maybe abstain or don't engage with the political system, maybe this year is your year, and it's quite a large number of people.
Yep.
There's an opportunity for you to enroll and vote. And you could just ALCP.
Right on. That's exactly right. You've said it. You've nailed on the head right there. That's exactly right. So, yeah, if the rest of them, you know, turn you off, then go ALCP.
Yeah.
Top Opportunities Party. Now, I've put them as a question mark on a 5-star. And that being, we don't actually know their policy yet. But last time they had a really, really good one, last election, I put it down as the best cannabis policy on offer of the 2020 election. But this time around, they don't have an official one, but they do have a couple of lines on their website under Law and Order, which is legalise, regulate and tax the sale and supply of cannabis by incorporating it into the Sale and Supply of Alcohol Act 2012 and remove cannabis from the Misuse of Drugs Act 1975. So there you go, literally regulating cannabis like alcohol.
Tax it! We need more industry in this country. We don't need it to be
underground. We know we can do it.
Yeah.
We can make some good grass.
Yeah, make money, guys.
Go hard.
Te Pāti Māori. I've got them as a 4-star with a question mark. And again, we don't know their written policy yet. It isn't on their website. However, Te Pāti Māori told the Otago Daily Times, this was towards the end of last year, they support the decriminalisation of all drugs. And they're the only party amongst them. Well, actually, the Greens are too, but they're the only ones to explicitly use those words, decriminalise all drugs. No one else is actually saying that I could find. Wipe the slate of all low-level drug convictions. Again, no one else is saying that. So that expungement is very important if you want to actually do good with law reform.
Yeah.
Enable medical professionals to prescribe certain illicit drugs as part of addiction treatment programs. And a great quote from Te Pāti Māori is that our current drug laws are only fit for purpose if that purpose is to continue to oppress and imprison tangata whenua. That's, powerful and incredibly sad.
Yes.
Labour, now we're moving on. 3 stars. We're going to say, well, I've called this a sensible vote. It's sensible. Labour, you know, ultimately that's where all the reforms that we've had have happened. They've happened because Labor have been the government and making them happen. They kickstarted local production, the medical cannabis scheme, drug testing or substance testing services, the police discretion that's led to this, you know, huge reduction in arrests, although, you know, continues to be biased against Māori in the arrests that remain. Realistically, you'd have to ask the question, if we're going to get more reform, you kind of, well, certainly if we look back through history, you've got to have Labour as part of the equation for that to happen. But maybe not, because...
Go on.
Because...
Go on.
If we move on to National, who usually you would say, well, this is the home of prohibitionists and angry people and harking, harking back to the 50s
or something. Can we get a JPEG of angry people?
Richard Nixon or something. So under their former leader, if we look back to referendum time, Judith Collins, she instructed all their MPs to vote against the cannabis referendum. They didn't even get a personal vote themselves.
Yeah.
Not even as human beings.
Yep.
This party of freedom and responsibility, but no, no, they got told how to vote.
Yeah.
They also block voted against medical cannabis. And they also wouldn't guarantee passing the referendum bill. If they'd become the government, and even if the referendum bill had passed by a majority, they were not guaranteeing actually passing it. Incredible. So, but this week, and this is the huge revelation in this Pharmacy Today article, so having said all of that, and just as I say, recently, as the end of last year, in the Otago Daily Times article, they were in there saying that they would oppose any form of law reform for all drugs. But here we are this week, their spokesperson, Matt Ducey, saying to this debate in Wellington that he supports decriminalisation, and that, let that sink in, he supports decriminalisation.
Full stop.
Well, there wasn't a full stop there, but not legalisation, because he added, some people need a line in the sand to know that a behaviour is wrong.
What?
It's wrong.
What?
Does he understand what he just said?
He supports decriminalisation. We could just cut it off there and ignore the rest, perhaps, if we want to be charitable. So, you know, that's good thing. But at this point, I would draw everyone's attention.
Here we go.
To Russell Brown on Facebook this afternoon.
Yes.
This morning, just commenting on this, reminding people who are getting a bit overjoyed of, like, what the heck? Even if Nat's from the government, we're going to get decrim. But actually, hang on. National Party, according to Russell Brown, National Party has opposed every single drug reform measure to come up for a vote in the past 6 years. The Parliamentary Party is the most conservative it's been in decades. Matt Ducey is on the more rational side. But no, they are not going to suddenly reverse course and be drug reformers.
Yeah.
And he's saying, you know, the most we can hope for is they do nothing and they don't actually reverse the drug checking law or, as we discussed the other week, the availability of cannabis flower on prescription, which they opposed at the time.
Just think about how potentially conservative the leader of the National Party is coming from an evangelical church.
Well, they could be into it. They could be into the cannabis holy anointing oil, and that might be what they're doing behind their closed doors. He might be liberally slathering it
I
all over.
I don't think Luxon's heard of that.
Taking shrooms?
I don't think he's...
He could be.
I don't know. He worked at Macca's, so I mean, I imagine...
However you get through that shift. Now then, moving right along, we'll quickly traverse New Zealand first. I've given them a 2-star. I don't even know why, because we just have no idea. He insisted on the referendum, Winston Peters, I say, rather than just changing the law, which is what the Greens and Labour wanted to do, so I hear. But it went to referendum because of Winnie.
So we wasted a bunch of money and lost us a bunch of tax dollars.
It didn't happen. And it would have just happened. It would have just bloody happened. Yeah. So, we probably should give them none. Meanwhile, ACT, and I'm going to give them 2 stars again. I don't know why. I'm hoping to be upvote that.
Is it the libertarian side coming on through, being like, you should be able to do whatever you want to do?
I think there is a bit of that, good on them. Well, to an extent, as long as you're not hurting other people, then yes. And you know, they should be. They're libertarians, freedom lovers, all that kind of thing.
They should be libertarians.
And they did point out to that Otago Daily Times article that they supported having the referendum, and most of their MPs voted yes. And they say they're sceptical about prohibition in general. There you go.
Okay. Sceptical. Okay.
So, again, though, if we look to that Pharmacy Today coverage of the debate this week, ACT Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden said that she supported decriminalising drug users and providing them addiction support services, but cracking down on drug suppliers. And she was against Chloe Swarbrick's proposal to ban advertising of alcohol because people need to have free choice.
I would think that if you were to legislate that, nothing would change, I think. In fact, you might just have more prosecutions of people, and then the police would have to realise, oh, but they're only users, they're not growers, they're not suppliers, so we have to let them go. I don't know. It just sounds like a bit of a reach around, you know? Like, it's pretty bad.
Ooh, reach around.
Mm.
Graphic. Yes. It doesn't... You could argue it's better than what we've got, but yeah, it doesn't solve a lot of the issues with the unlicensed supply and the violence and the intimidation. And in fact, there was some new findings from the New Zealand Drug Trend Survey that came out this week, and we talked about that over the last couple of weeks as they've drip-fed them, and it showed that 12% of all drug purchasers or purchasers experienced some form of victimisation, you know, beating or theft or whatever it is. And of that victimisation, cannabis made up 49% of it.
Mm.
So, yeah. Another bloody good reason to and you know, decrim won't really sort that out.
Yeah, of course. The thing.
You've got to properly legalise, like they're going to do in Aussie.
Now, Chris Valley, was there anything to wrap things up or anything we need to know about happening at the hemp store?
Well, yes, there's a few more stories, but we'll put them up on the blog that'll come up on the daily blog. One of them is Auckland Uni researchers have invented a new process for tackling the medicinal cannabis industry's waste problem.
Mm-hmm.
This is the tons of... foliage and stalks and scraps and discarded bits and how do you get rid of it?
Yes.
It's a bit of an issue.
Can't you turn it into like fibre and rope and that sort of stuff?
No, unfortunately not. No, you've got to render it unusable and unretainable and all this kind of thing. When I was growing up at AUT with Zecan, we were autoclaving it and then sending it out through the medical waste.
Okay.
Which is secure destruction. And as these Auckland Uni researchers are saying, well, that's actually greenhouse gas emissions if you're getting it all off.
Yeah.
So they've got this new pressure, heat and temperature makes a thing called hydrochar that you can then feed back to the plants. And they're saying it'll make the plants grow better. So the plants get fed back, you know, the hydrochar from the previous plants.
That's not bad.
Pretty cool, like eh? Good new process being invented here. One News reported on the US Open, a bit of a stink from legal weed over there. So we've got a bit about that. And there's a new study in Australia on medical cannabis and driving, and I'm sure that we're going to hear more about that. But today also, International Overdose Awareness Day is today. So, you know, take a moment to think about everyone who hasn't quite made it or has been a near miss.
Mm-hmm.
And there was something like 171 people overdosed last year.
Wow.
Which puts it at more than driving and kind of getting in the realm, you know, the region of the road toll. So
we've got to do something about it. It's not something that is talked about often either.
No, it's
which
not.
Is really something which is happening behind closed doors.
Mm.
But when you compare it to the road toll, think about how much coverage that gets. It's crazy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Exactly. But next Thursday, substance checking is up at the hemp store. That's next Thursday, first Thursday, and the following Saturday, 9th of September, we're doing a rally on Ponsonby Road. So come and wave some signs around.
Okay.
Now that you're all worked up over your ganja-based voting guide.
There you go.
Come and wave some signs on Saturday, the 9th of September, Ponsonby Road.
Excellent. Hey, Chris Farley from the hemp store. Thank you very much. Everyone head along and go and see Chris up there on K Road.
Cheers.
Cheers, mate.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm a